Packers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We really appreciate Jason Wilde hanging out with us this morning and three times a week to talk about the green and gold. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Jason, you're here. What a treat.
I know.
No dude day today.
I'm sorry about that. Maybe tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow. You get a dude day tomorrow. It sounds like Matt LaFleur was a little, I don't want to go extreme here, he's a little cranky pants. And all I could think was, you're mad at your dad, not me, when he was talking to you about the kicker situation, right? You're mad at your dad, not me, Adam Sandler. So before we have you respond to this, let's hear from Matt LaFleur yesterday.
I need some time. My computer's not working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Josh's computer is not working, so we're going to put a pause
when that
on
happens.
That. We're going to put a pause on that. So can you just tell us what went down yesterday when you asked Matt LaFleur about the kicker situation in Green Bay?
Why you always got to stir stuff up, Jason, as he once said.
Yes.
Look, he's not mad at me. And again, he and I, I have come to really enjoy covering him. He's no Mike McCarthy. I don't have quite the same relationship that I had with Big Mike. But yesterday, once Joshy gets his computer working, he had already started once with when Bill Huber of Sports Illustrated meant to ask about the backup quarterback situation, but had kicker on the brain and said kicker, and his default answer was quickly, that's Rich Bisaccia's deal. And he did not want to discuss the kicker. So, of course, me being the highly perceptive fellow that I am, said, well, I got to ask more about this kicker situation. And he's not pleased. I don't think you have to be an expert at reading people's moods to know that he's looking at this and going, okay, the NFL is a cutthroat, tough business, and as you'll hear when you hear the audio, when I point out that it's a razor-thin difference between winning and losing, you can hear it in his voice that you went through training camp, you had five different guys kick. Five. And you didn't keep any of them. None of them were good enough. You got Goody earlier admitting that he's not as patient as he should be with specialists. And it's after he's moved on from another specialist. So I'm really curious to see, you know, how, look, Braden Narveson could turn out to be Mason Crosby. We don't know that. But based on where he's at now, he made 78% of his kicks in college at three different schools. He was just as inconsistent, if not more so, than Anders Carlson was for most of his college career. And if you're going to say that the 32-yard field goal that Mason Crosby missed is not why he was cut and that he'd be the kicker if he'd have made that kick, then how can you also say that this guy hit a 59-yard field goal and that was part of the reason why of his allure to you to go claim him on waivers? I think Goody has done a lot of really positive things. He's stocked this roster impressively. I want to make sure people don't think I'm hating Goody. At the same time, it would appear that they have put themselves in a difficult position at kicker. And there's no denying this is a possibility that they could have opened a revolving door that will continue to spin all season long.
Let's take a listen to that audio with Matt LaFleur right now.
The circumstance we're in right now.
Matt, I know Bill asked about the kicker. What exactly is the transition process there? You had five different guys come through here in camp.
Not a question for me. That is a question for Rich Bisaccia.
is a razor-thin difference between winning and losing.
Oh, I'm well aware of this. this is uncharted territory, I would say, that I've been in my time in the league. So it's just, yeah, you just got to come in and perform. I don't know how else to put it, you know, and but it's definitely a unique situation.
Jason, why is it a Rich Bisaccia question? I mean, Rich Bisaccia, as far as I know, isn't on the same level as Goody or Matt LaFleur on the organizational charts. Certainly, you want those guys communicating. You want his input. But ultimately, like, the roster decisions come down to what Goody wants to do.
Yeah,
right?
No, Gabe, it's not. If you listen to my question, it's what is the transition process? And that's when he says that's a Rich Bisaccia question. So it's not, I don't think, in fact, I find myself wondering if Goody, after Anders Carlson, after cutting a bunch of Rich Bisaccia's special teams guys, right, going back to Dallin Leavitt last year after he got that penalty on the opening kickoff and then got a additional penalty. I can't remember which game that was, but he, you know, almost got run from the game, and then they cut him the next day or 2 days later. I think there's a chance that Goody has said, I'm not listening to this special teams guy anymore either. Look, I had said
this.
But
that was also part of the reason they kept Zane Anderson, was it not?
Well, I don't know, because can you really say that they're keeping Zane Anderson, who never played for Bisaccia, by the way,
yeah,
right? He played for the Chiefs, unlike some of these other guys. But I don't think you can say that they kept Zane Anderson to placate Rich Bisaccia when they cut Christian Welch, who, you know, Rich Bisaccia wanted on his team. You know he wanted Robert Rochelle, who's now on the practice squad. I do find myself wondering if, and that's not the kind of question you can ask in a press conference, because it's going to, you know, I don't think Goody would answer it with a bunch of TV cameras on him, but I am very curious to know if, you know, Rich Bisaccia had his, like, it's like when LaFleur really liked Josiah DeGuara, and they picked Josiah DeGuara,
yeah,
right? He had shown the video of DeGuara, like, running down a turnover play, like Don Beebe in the Super Bowl with Leon Lett, and then they end up drafting him, and his offensive coordinator is one of LaFleur's best buddies. And it was almost like after they saw that Josiah DeGuara was kind of just a guy, it was almost like Goody said, all right, we're not picking any more guys that the coach wants. And now I kind of feel like maybe they're at the point where, all right, we're not picking any more guys that the special teams coordinator wants. Because, you know, I would think having had Daniel Carlson – I'm sorry, Chewy, real quick. I would think that if I was predicting what Rich Bisaccia did here, and I don't know, I'm going to try and get him to answer this today when he talks to us. I would think that if you asked him what he wanted to do, and he had a couple of Coors Lights in him and was being honest, he would say, I did not want to do with Anders Carlson what the Vikings did with Daniel Carlson and then find out 4 years from now how good of a kicker he has become. Because it's important to note that up there at the podium yesterday, Brian Gutekunst admitted that he cut J.K. Scott, and now J.K. Scott has become one of the better punters in the league for the Chargers. So there is that possibility that despite their frustration with Carlson, he could do the same thing. Go ahead, Chewy. Sorry.
They got to be careful. This is the problem with the cylinders or whatever you want to call it. Because, Jason, and you know this. You know this, Jason. With success comes ego, right?
No doubt.
Holmgren was a much different guy in 96 than he was in 92. But because Ron was his boss, he never called him. I don't ever remember an instance where he called out Ron. Now, Goody can read this however he wants to read it, but if Goody reads it as a shot at him, can't Goody say, what the hell did you kick a field goal for in the NFC Championship game against Tampa Bay instead of going for it?
Yeah.
And these games, look, Jason, you know these games do happen in an NFL organization.
No doubt they do. And you know, I really like Matt. We get along great. I enjoy our back and forths when he gets after me. But I don't think he does a great job of masking his irritation, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when they were going to London, he did a horrendous job of hiding how much he hated going to London, and I think it impacted his team. Yesterday, he did a horrendous job of at least downplaying the fact that they have a revolving door of kickers, and they just picked up some random guy who, again, I'm not dogging Narveson. Like, he could turn out to be really good. That is one of the this is like a choose your own adventure book. That's one of the possibilities, that he turns out to be good and they have their kicker for the next decade. I don't know that. But what I'm saying is that when you have five different kickers come through, when you had Jake Bates, the guy who led the UFL in kicking, come in for a workout, you choose not to sign him, and he goes to the Lions. And maybe he's great with the Lions, maybe he's not. I don't have a crystal ball. But when you go through all this process, and then you get to the week of the regular season, and you didn't choose anybody you had in camp, and you pick some random guy that couldn't beat out the incumbent Nick Folk in Tennessee, if I'm a coach, I'm like, dude, this game could come down to a field goal, and I'm going to trot some mm-hmm. guy out there that I haven't even met yet because he's not in the building right now. And I think that's his frustration.
Yeah, and remember last year I was just doing a little Google search, a little AI assist. Last year there was that week where it broke the NFL record for the most games that ended with field goals in regulation. There were five on that random November Sunday. The previous record had been three games on any one given day that were decided by a field goal. Five games were decided by a field goal. And I believe I saw a stat from Amy Trask who said that, and this was again in November, I think it was after that game had occurred, that 39 games were decided by 3 points or less. 16 games had been decided by a field goal in the final minute, 9 games decided with a walk-off field goal, and that wasn't even to the conclusion of the 2023 season. So I think, look, Packers fans know they've been in situations where, you know, you're holding your breath, or as you mentioned, Jason, praying, like Matt LaFleur has said. So I do hope that this thing gets figured out. It is a novelty, I suppose, that the Packers can claim to have had three kickers on three consecutive days, right? Anders Carlson, oof, Greg Joseph, and now mm-hmm. Braden Narveson. That's a trivia answer if I've ever heard one, right?
Yeah, look, I think it's also interesting that they have another kicker who they cannot use unless they take his international player pathway program designation off, and that is Alex Hale, who's another rookie. But I bring this up not because I hate Goody, but I think this is instructive. In 2022, even though he turned out to be wrong, he said, if you have a championship team, you have to have a championship-level kicker. And while 2022 went down the you-know-what, he kept Mason Crosby for another year for that exact reason. And now, those same words, if you have a championship team, you need a championship caliber kicker. They believe they have a championship caliber team. And they have a guy that just got done with going 6-for-7 in preseason with another team. And now have you determined that based on what he did for the Tennessee Titans? Because remember, when he came out as an undrafted free agent, the Packers had every opportunity pick him up in April, right? Or May. And they didn't. So if they have a championship level team, is he not violating his own policy of you need to have a championship level kicker? Is he not doing that? Am I being unfair?
No, you're not. Jason, did LaFleur say something to the effect that it might change his play calling as he creeps
did.
In?
The next question, and he literally said, Absolutely. So again, bad job of hiding how he feels. But like, if it's 4th and 1, and it's a 52-yard field goal, and you know, again, he's not going to have. They had so much, whether it was good or bad, doesn't matter. They had so much information on the guys that came through there because they all watched them kick in practice. He doesn't know anything about this guy. So he might go for it when he might not go for it in another circumstance with a kicker he knows.
Jason, the crazy thing is they're so covert about everything, right? They're so covert. I don't want these people filming in the stands here. And then he goes out and says that? So a team can prepare like, hey, if they're on the 40-yard line, you know they're going for it. So we're going to work that part of the field even harder. I just don't get it.
I saw Brett Favre, Ethan, chimed in on all this kicker stuff, which I didn't know he was still using his social media after everything that's gone on with him, but I think he just said something effective, let Jordan go for it every fourth down.
I think
or
he's
whatever,
promoting so. That he's promoting that concussion film, isn't he? That's what I've seen the majority of Favre's interactions have been. There's a
I'm
joke in there. Yep,
I'm,
I hear
it. I'm just biting my tongue. I'm done.
All right.
Thank you.
He's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every day here on ESPN Milwaukee. You've heard me talk about my garage floor and how it was transformed thanks to the work of Showtime Floors. Their latest innovation has me even more excited. Get a sealer applied and protect your new and existing surfaces in and around your home. It's antimicrobial and it's UV resistant, and it's used by all the big guys, including right here in Milwaukee at the airport, and you know how much time I spend there. Showtime Floors offers a 15-year warranty on their work. It'll bring that original color back to your surfaces. Go to ShowtimeFloors.com to schedule a demo today. Mention ESPN, guys. They'll give you 10% off. Just tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.